Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Vaccine passports are not a new idea. Remember the little yellow card that many of us traveled with or still do? It's called the International Certificate of Vaccination. So why is the idea of a COVID-19 vaccine passport causing so much of an uproar? White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki told reporters yesterday the U.S. government will not require one to travel. She cited concerns over privacy and discrimination.
The government is not now, nor will we be supporting a system that requires Americans to carry a credential. There will be no federal vaccinations database and no federal mandate requiring everyone to obtain a single vaccination credential.
Here and Now, transportation analyst Seth Kaplan joins us now. Hey, Seth.
Hey, Peter.
So what is this fuss all about when it comes to a vaccine passport? Governors in states like Texas and Florida have already banned them, and it looks like it's turning out to be a real fight.
Well, look, there are tens of millions of Americans who are concerned about getting the vaccine itself. And then there are people who have their own privacy concerns, who just don't think it's anybody else's business to know whether or not they've gotten the vaccine, even if they have gotten it. But this is also part of the broader culture war. When you see those declarations by the governors of Florida and Texas, essentially banning something that doesn't exist and that the White House has said is not going to exist, that just tells you that they are speaking to their political base. And of course, on the other side, you have people who are very much in support of that. And although the White House now sort of makes it sound like, hey, this is not on the table, that wasn't a given up until recently. It was a consideration.
Well, it does kind of exist. I mean, I spoke recently with IBM. They've created this passport for New York State. It's called the Excelsior Pass. You can use it to get into bars or sporting events, what have you. But Seth, on the issue of travel, which is your expertise, how would this work? Many travel industry leaders see a digital vaccine passport as the way to make travel a lot smoother, a lot like maybe the TSA pre-check line or something.
Right. And a lot of stakeholders in the travel industry have said if this is going to exist, at least have some kind of universal standard, as you say, integrated, which, of course, is very much a part of the privacy concerns of people. On the other hand, that's what they don't want. But it would be certainly in the U.S. at this point, voluntary on the part of those companies, up to them to make the rules in terms of what people need in order to travel. Very much like at the beginning, you might recall, Peter, it was the airlines imposing mask rules, for example. The government, right, only much later, after President Biden became president, began requiring that.
Okay, well, that's a good point, Seth. So if the U.S. government has come out and said it's not going to require this, what would stop these private companies, airlines, from using them? Are they heading that way?
At this point, not getting close to requiring, to where we would have to prove that we've gotten the vaccine in order to travel. I mean, don't forget, Peter, at this point, first of all, not all Americans even have access to the vaccine yet. If they want it, children would be a while off. So that's getting hard to imagine. But whether they could somehow incentivize the behavior, I mean, you've got the Cincinnati Reds in baseball offering discounts to fans who have become vaccinated. So in that case, the carrot, not the stick. There could be some combination of all of that, encouraging people, at least making life easier for people if they can show they're vaccinated before they travel.
Got to point out, some people are already required to show proof of vaccination if you travel abroad, yellow fever, malaria, that sort of thing. So what's the difference, really? Here and Now, transportation analyst Seth Kaplan, you don't need to be vaccinated to talk with us. Thanks very much.
You got it, Peter.